is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's time for Free Beer's ice cream game. He'll be eating ice cream. He'll pull out his drumstick. That will make the guy scream. Give an answer quick before Maitland's whale noise. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. He yells out taco. Okay.
This game is very simple, very straightforward. Two people square off. I read the card. Each person rushes to give their most plausibly correct answer the fastest. Whoever does so is the winner of that round. Whoever wins the most rounds is your champion. Mm-hmm. Who was the champion last time?
I was.
For sure me.
Howings, you literally weren't here, so I'm certain it wasn't you.
Oh, well, how would I have known you even played?
Because you listened and commented.
I mean, maybe.
Tommy won a round last time. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Normally, it's like we say the thing, and then Tommy goes, ah, blah, 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 blah.
Pretty spot on, actually.
Yeah. All right. So, but Maitland, you are the returning champion. Who would you like to square off against in your first bout?
I'll go against Steve.
All right. Steve and Maitland. Mm-hmm. The closest I've been to death is
skating.
You said skating, Maitland. And Steve, you said. Tell us about the time you nearly died skating.
Well, it was a warm, sunny day, and my sister.
I think I see the problem.
Was pulling me behind. This is a true story, actually. I got rollerblades for my birthday, and my sister was pulling me behind on her bike, Napoleon Dynamite style. I just tied a jump rope around her, but then I got in front of her, and she almost ran me over.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
This is right after you got rollerblades?
Uh-huh.
Well, you got very confident very fast.
I did.
That's when you're the most confident.
Yeah. All right, Maitland has one win. Choose your next opponent.
Kelly.
All right. My sex life is
boring.
Cheese dip. Everybody loves it.
Wait,
cheese dip?
Yep. Everybody loves it.
You said cheese dip.
Yep. Everybody's going to.
Maitland
some.
Said boring like it's a Broadway musical.
Boring.
Hey, that's boring. My sex life is boring. Who is faster?
Maitland.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. 2-0. Shit, that one's ready to go.
And much more emphatic.
Yeah.
Hmm. What do you want to take on, Hot Wings or Tommy?
Hot Wings.
My favorite thing to do after midnight is
pick
sleep.
My nose.
Hot Wings said sleep. Maitland said pick my nose. Sleep was faster.
Yeah.
Probably more accurate. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a big? Are you always like, man, I got to stay up late tonight. I got a real hanger in there. Got some bats in the belfry.
12:01. I'm two knuckles deep.
In unknowns.
Howings and Tommy. Howings and Tommy, you ready?
Yeah.
My old internet username was
Serial Killer.
What was it?
Serial Killer.
Wow.
But like the food?
Nope.
Oh.
Wait, was it really?
Yeah. Yeah, but so
were you a dark teen?
No, I was just trying to be cool in fifth grade, and we all like my friends was Jailbird, or my siblings were Jailbird. Another one was like Crooked Cop, and then like mine was Serial Killer, but it was spelled wrong. So
you're like suburban kids trying to be like Kid Rock.
Yeah, we just want to be so edgy innocent. And cool. And look where it got me. I'm wearing a orange and blue bright shirt.
Yeah, you're
as pretty- far from.
As far from the serial killer life.
Yeah. Come show them your poverty blippy shirt.
Come show them?
Yeah, like stand up so they can see you. Because that is totally blippy colors.
It
but
is
it's like
blippy.
It's like casual blippy.
Yeah, I like
casual
it.
Blippy. Yeah, you're like Miami Sherbert.
It works. All right. Who won that round? I already forgot.
Tommy did. I didn't say anything. As soon as it says serial killer, I'm like, wow.
Tommy and Steve, my dating type is?
Not Blonde. That great.
Boy, not only did you not win, Steve, it's kind of offensive to your wife.
Yeah, you actually lost.
Why is it offensive to my wife? I'm not dating my wife.
You should always be dating
I'm married
your
to my wife.
Wife.
Yeah, you should.
I'm married to
Maitland
my wife.
Said you should always be dating your
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, never stop dating, Steve.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So your dating type is awful, is what you just said.
I guess we didn't say historically what's your dating type.
Yeah.
We said now, so. Tommy, what was yours? You just said blonde?
I think so, yeah.
So Alexis is blonde?
Yeah.
That would have been a bummer if she wasn't, huh?
Could you imagine?
Yeah.
I said, like, Burnett, and she goes,
Tommy and Kelly, my life motto is?
Always try harder.
And what did you say?
That live life.
Live life. So your life motto is live life?
Yeah, you could not do anything.
You could not live.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess he won.
Yeah, you can be alive without living.
Tommy and Maitland.
Ooh.
My bad habit is?
Biting my nails.
Maitland's bad habit is very poor Al Pacino impressions. Tommy versus Steven. Tommy could run the table here.
Good, yeah.
Beat the whole room. My sexual turnoff is?
Lyle Lettuce.
Lyle Lettuce is a local Lyle Lovett tribute band,
mm-hmm.
and they went with Lettuce for hair, because he always had that big hair. Yeah. That turns you off.
Turns me off.
Is it the music or the appearance?
It's a combination of both.
Oh, my. Tommy, you have no turnoffs? Is that...
I got caught off by saying lettuce.
Lyle Lettuce.
Lyle Lettuce.
Yes.
Steve, who do you want to take on?
I'd like to take on Hot Wings, please.
Steven Hot Wings. All right. Kryptonite is?
The Denver Broncos. Sons of bitches get me every time.
Who's your favorite player on their team this year?
John Elway.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Go with the classics.
Yep.
Play the hits, Steve.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hot Wings, you lost to a guy who said the Denver Broncos. I know.
I was going to say cookies, and then I went, I could think of something better.
Not the Denver Broncos, you can't.
Steve versus
get
Maitland.
On my level.
Stop myself.
Steven Maitland. My childhood obsession is?
Whales.
Ty, boating and whales. I am in the top 1% of?
Boating.
Pretty cool guys.
You're both wrong.
Yeah, I refuse to accept either answer.
Right.
Maitland's
right.
is closer to acceptable.
Yep, it may be plausible. So Steve is definitely not in the 1% of boating.
You know, I've never really tried it.
When was the last time you were on a boat? When you had that jet ski that was ill-advised financially and time-wise?
Boat. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on a boat. In a long time.
Maitland and Steve, the trait I find most attractive is?
Flying planes.
Did you say,
Yeah.
And flying planes. So you're into pilots?
Yeah, I guess.
Not willing. Not fully.
No.
What do you like better, pilots or boat captains, Maitland?
Pilots.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, what? I felt an animosity towards
Any boat captain is a failed pilot.
Is that true?
I didn't know that. Is that where they
unaware of that.
Send their reruns out to run a boat?
Yeah, it's like the dogs that don't make it to the police academy.
What do they become?
They become
really good
like,
pets?
No, they become like the dogs that they take into a nursing home.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah. Like they're
so
kind of well behaved.
Boat captains are the nursing home of dumb dogs.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve wins this round.
Every
Stephen
boat
Kelly.
Captain out there will confirm that.
I mean, certainly if there were ever an emergency on a boat, I would feel much more qualified to stop the boat than I would to land an airplane. So clearly it's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Kelly.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I'm pissed about.
The weather
Navy.
Today.
The Navy.
Steve is real hung up on boats.
Yeah, what's your boat thing today?
Did you get touched by a boat captain? What's happening? You have some repressed anger. Did an Evan Rude say something to you? Did a man named Evan be rude to you? Is that what happened? All right, that was a tie. Kelly, what was your answer?
The weather today.
Oh, yeah, the Navy and the weather. Those were tied.
Yeah.
Close enough. The oldest person I find sexy is?
My grandma Cheese. Oh.
That's weird. Mm.
She's a little hot rocket. Yes, she is. A little whipper.
She's a little hot rocket.
That's gross the way you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I mean,
if you got any awesome older grandpas that want to
ride the rocket,
treat an old lady right, you
ride
let me know.
Take the rocket to the moon.
Yeah.
Hot rocket seeks hot rocket.
So do you want guys to call in and say what they do to your grandma?
Actually,
no,
that'd be great. Wouldn't
I
it?
Don't.
Yeah, actually call in. Tell me what you do to my grandma Cheese. Take her out on a date. What you going to do later? How you going to? Nope, I'm not going to say that. My dad and my grandma are probably listening together right now. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want your dad getting any ideas.
It's really long. My grandma needs a pud bud.
I was trying to, for the record, I was trying to say, I was trying to say that Maitland is my pun buddy.
Mm-hmm. Pud bud.
Yeah.
That worked out great.
Pud buds for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have sweaters.
Yeah, you guys should get tattoos.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. All right, Kelly and Tommy.
Okay.
My celebrity crush is not
Jessica Biel.
Oh, I got tripped up on the end there. I was about to say my celebrity crush.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Oh, I'm really
JoJo
into...
Siwa.
What?
No. Did you say JoJo Siwa?
No.
What she said?
Did you guys? Oh, we're gonna talk about. It. Never mind. But yeah, no, Natalie Portman. Oh, we.
She's so pretty.
Old enough to be your mother.
And.
Got it.
You're into moms. Okay.
Did you guys? Have you seen Grandma Cheese?
I know, right?
She is old enough to be our mother. Yeah. Yeah, that was true. Kelly, choose your opponent.
I'll go Hot Wings.
The thing I'll always say no to is
wool sweaters.
Baseball.
Wool sweaters.
They make me itchy. I hate them.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said wolf sweaters.
That too. I don't know.
I did too.
Maybe if it was like hand knit or something, I'd wear it.
Hot Wings and Steve. I'd like to see blank naked.
Shaquille O'Neal.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. A little
curious.
Come on,
we're all
about,
kind of curious,
I mean,
right?
I mean, kind mm-hmm. of.
A little bit.
Young Shaq or current Shaq, Steve?
Yeah, rookie year Shaq.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Before his feet were all busted up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to wear shoes.
Yeah. It's his feet everyone's curious about.
So he's going to be standing there butt naked but with shoes on.
Yes. Yeah.
Steven
nice
Maitland.
Loafers.
Yeah.
The place I feel most out of place
the
is...
The kitchen.
Skating. Rink.
The kitchen mm-hmm. and
skating rink.
Skating rink. Why do you feel out of place in the kitchen?
I just don't know what to do.
Because only women belong there.
Was that me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that? Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
Do more impressions of Steve.
I like boats.
Oh, that is you.
Yeah.
Totally. How's that feel? Boom. Roasted. Do
it's
one more.
It's uncanny.
Uncanny. Yeah.
I hate the Navy.
Steve does hate the Navy. He talks about his disdain for the military.
It
office.
Never
nope.
stops.
Nope. Nope. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
He's like, who are you serving? Not me.
No.
Not unless you're a magic chef at a hibachi
Please take
grill.
That back.
He's like, the only Navy person back. I care about is Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Steve is not anti-military, nor anti-Navy.
Thank you.
I've never heard him be pro-Navy,
Me neither.
He's
really trying. Really trying, aren't you? Can we go back to talk about grilling or something?
You're the one who keeps bringing up the Navy.
Yeah, yeah, right? And boats.
How do you think they're pointless?
The other day you were like, man, I really like it when pirates
you're on board
do
now.
Things.
Okay, I gotcha. You're on board.
Yeah, you do. You call the Navy soldiers pilots. Or pirates, not pilots.
But failed pilots.
But failed pilots, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's what you were saying about people mm-hmm. who do
that
boat stuff.
Not-
They're all failed pilots.
Not true.
You said people who do butt stuff and boat stuff are all failed pilots.
Please take it back.
So now they're just
didn't
Navy
say butt
pirates.
Stuff. All right, Maitland and Steve, the thing I'll never try again is...
Pickled salmon.
Basketball.
It's terrible. The worst sport in the world.
What? Very difficult.
Ever since you and Justin made fun of me for the way I shot a basketball, I've never done it again.
It was more Justin than me. And you shot last time you came to my house.
You better believe that I was so self-conscious that whole time.
At least you know how to button your suit. All right, last one. Everybody's in.
Okay.
It's going to be a disaster. My sexual bucket list item is...
Olives
booty.
In your belly button.
Okay, it sounded like somebody said booty, booty, booty. Mm-hmm. And Kelly said olives in the belly button.
Yeah. Wanna... You're going to suck one out.
Okay. So you're not turned on by shoving them in? You just want to get them out?
The whole process, really.
Oh, really?
I hope they're blue cheese stuffed.
Ew.
Green olives.
I've already covered my bucket list missionary.
Oh, nice.
and reverse missionary.
Yeah. Lights kind of on.
Shirt kind of off.
On partner.
Having someone else be there.
She's awake.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.